Yeah.
Let's go.
昆特之音，欢迎大家来聆听。我们今天继续请到了亲爱的 Gi Dharma 给我们讲Krishna Book。你现在开始。Yes。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we are going to discuss chapter 17 entitled Extinguishing the Forest Fire.
今天呢我们来开始讨论Krishna Book 的第17章，它的名字题目就叫做熄灭森林大火。
Before we begin, let us recite the invocation prayer.
在开始之前呢，让我们再来唱诵一下这祷文。
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please maintain me and protect me.
O 主 Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Brahma, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O Rama, 主 Rama, Raghu 国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, Keshava 的族者，请维系我。
So let us begin by discussing some points the Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made in his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
我们现在呢，先讨论开始呢，先讨论一下是的 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 里面提到的几个要点。
He says that the forest fire represents hatred and arguments between Vaishnavas or different religions and disrespecting each other's deities.
他说这个森林大火呢，代表 Vaishnava 传统以及其他宗教之间的仇恨、纷争，以及他们对各自神像的不尊重。
Can also represent any type of clash or conflict.
它也可能代表各种的纷争和冲突。
Srila Sanatana Goswami makes the point. Some people say that the fire was a friend of Kaliya's who assumed this form. And others say that he was a demon who was a follower of Kamsa.
Srila Sanatana Goswami 说呢，有的人就说，这个森林大火呢是代表，是卡利亚的一个朋友。他是才接受了这个火的一个形象，还有的人说呢，他这个大火其实是Kamsa 的一个追随者。
So our story begins.
你的故事就开始了。
King Parikshit, after hearing of the chastisement of Kaliya, inquired from Sukadeva Goswami as to why Kaliya left his beautiful land and why Garuda was so antagonistic to him.
那么，Parikshit 大那个国王呢，他听了。对于这个卡利亚的谴责，这个故事这一段逍遥时光之后呢，他就询问 Sukadeva Goswami 为什么卡利亚要离开这他美丽的土地，而这个 Garuda 为什么对他又如此的充满敌意。
Sukadeva Goswami informed the king that the island known as Nagalaya was inhabited by serpents and that Kaliya was one of the chief serpents there.
Sukadeva Goswami 就通知了告诉了国王说这个叫做拉加拉雅这样一个岛屿呢，它是由蛇居住的，上面那个岛上居住的都是蛇，而这个卡利亚呢，则是那里的蛇的首领。
Being accustomed to eating snakes, Garuda used to come to this island and kill many serpents at will.
那么这嘎鲁达因为他习惯于吃蛇，所以他经常会到这个岛上来，随意的就会杀死很多的蛇。
Some of them he actually ate, but some were unnecessarily killed.
有些蛇呢，他是吃掉了，但有些蛇他只是不必要的把他们给杀死了。
The reptile society became so disturbed that their leader, Vastuki, appealed to Lord Brahma for protection.
那么这个爬虫的这个社团的这些所谓的生灵就变得非常的受到了骚扰，所以他们的领导 Vastuki 就去向主 Brahma 祈求保护。
Lord Brahma made an arrangement by which Garuda would not create a disturbance.
那么主 Brahma 就做出了一个安排，通过这个安排呢， Garuda 就不会去制造干扰。
On each half moon day, the reptile community would offer a serpent to Garuda.
也就是在每一个半月的那个晚上呢，这个爬虫社团呢，就会向 Garuda 献上一条蛇。
The serpent was to be kept underneath a tree as a sacrificial offering to Garuda.
这个蛇呢，他们则是被这个，他是把献上的这条蛇放在一棵树下面，作为一个祭品贡品供给这个 Garuda。
Garuda was satisfied with his offering, and therefore he did not disturb any other serpents.
那 Garuda 就被这样的供奉所取，他就满意了，所以呢，他就不要去再去干扰或者说打扰其他的蛇。
But gradually, Kaliya took advantage of the situation.
但是呢，逐渐的 ，Kaliya 他就利用了这个情况。
He was unnecessarily puffed up by the volume of his accumulated poison, as well as by his material power, and he thought, why should Garuda be offered this sacrifice?
那么他就不必要的产生，因为他积累了很多的那种毒液，还有他自己的这种物质力量，所以呢，他就变得不必要的非常的骄傲自大。他心里想，为什么要给 Garuda 供奉这样的祭祀呢？
He then ceased offering any sacrifice. Instead, he himself ate the offering intended for Garuda.
所以呢，他就停止了做任何的供奉，结果呢，他就把这个本来准备供奉给 Garuda 的时候，他自己给吃了。
When Garuda, the great devotee carrier of Vishnu, understood that Kaliya was eating the offered sacrifices, he became very angry and rushed to the island to kill the offensive serpent.
那么当 Vishnu 的这样一个奉献者做伟大的奉献者坐骑 Garuda 他明白了 Kaliya 在吃这个贡品时就变得非常的愤怒，然后他就冲向那个岛屿，想要杀死这条冒犯的蛇。
Kaliya tried to fight Garuda and faced him with his many hoods and poisonous sharp teeth.
那么卡利亚就试图跟 Garuda 作战，然后他就用自己的很多的舌头以及很多充满毒液的尖尖的牙齿要去与这个 Garuda 对峙。
Kaliya attempted to bite him.
卡利亚就想要去咬他。
And Garuda, the son of Tarcha, in great anger and with great force,befitting the carrier of Lord Vishnu, struck the body of Kaliya with his effulgent golden wings.
而这个 Garuda 他是 Taksha 的儿子，那么他就在巨大的愤怒当中，他拥有巨大的力量，就是这种力量是适合他作为主力士的坐骑这样一个身份的，所以他就带着他以巨大的力量，以他闪闪发光的金色的翅膀去攻击卡利亚的躯体。
Kaliya is also known as Katrusuta, son of Katru.
那么卡利亚呢，他也被称为这个卡祖苏塔，就是卡祖的儿子。
He immediately fled to the lake known as Kaliyarada, which lay within the Jamuna River and which Garuda could not approach.
他立即就逃向了一个叫 Kaliyarada 的一个湖里面。在这个湖里面呢，这个湖呢，它是其实是在亚莫纳河里面，所以呢 ，Garuda 是不能去接近这条河的。
Kaliya took shelter within the water of the Jamuna for the following reason.
那么卡利亚之所以脱避亚莫纳的河水呢，它是有其以下的原因。
Just as Garuda went to the island of the Kaliya snake, he also used to go to the Jamuna to catch fish to eat.
就好像 Garuda 他会去到卡利亚蛇的这个岛屿。他同时他也经常会去这个亚莫纳河里面去抓鱼吃。
There was, however, a great yogi known as Subari Muni who used to meditate within the water there and was sympathetic with the fish.
但是呢，在这个湖里面呢，曾经有一个伟大的瑜伽士叫做 Subari Muni， 他呢经常会在这个坐在水里面冥想，而且呢，他看着这个鱼，他就对这些鱼充满了同情之心。
He asked Garuda not to come there and disturb the fish.
他叫 Garuda 不要再在那里了，打扰这些鱼了。
Although Garuda was not under anyone's order, being the carrier of Lord Vishnu, he did not disobey the order of the great yogi.
虽然说 Garuda 他并不需要去听从任何人的命令，因为他是主观性的坐骑，但是呢，他并没有不遵守这个伟大瑜伽师的命令。
Instead of staying and eating many fish, he carried off one big fish who was their leader.
所以呢，他就没有留在那里吃很多的鱼，结果他就把这个这个鱼的首领就一条很大的鱼给抓走了。
Subhari Muni was sorry that one of the leaders of the fish was taken away by Garuda.
那么 Subhari Muni 呢，看着 Garuda 就带走了他们这个鱼的领导之一，他觉得很难过。
Thinking of their protection, he cursed Garuda with the following words: "Henceforward, from this day, if Garuda comes here to catch fish, and I say this with all my strength, he will be immediately killed."
那么他就想着要怎么来保护自己。他们的鱼 他就这样以下的言语诅咒了 Garuda。 那从现在开始，也就从今天开始，如果 Garuda 再到这里来抓鱼的话，那么我就带着我以我全人的力量诅咒他会立即被杀。
This curse was known only to Kaliya.
这个诅咒呢只有 Kaliya 知道。
Kaliya was therefore confident that Garuda would not be able to come thereAnd so he thought it wise to take shelter of the lake within the Jamuna.
那卡利亚呢，所以他就很有信心，嘎鲁达不会到，他就没办法到这个亚穆纳河里了。所以呢，他就觉得自己如果能够脱离亚穆纳的这个湖水的话，这个是比较明智的。
But Kaliya's taking shelter of Subhari Muni was not successful. He was driven away from the Jamuna by Krishna, the master of Garuda.
但是呢，卡利亚想要脱避于这个 Subhari Muni 这样一个这个计划呢，并没有成功。结果呢，他就被 Krishna， 就是 Garuda 的主人 Krishna， 从这个亚穆纳河里面赶了出去。
It may be noted that Garuda is directly related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is so powerful that he is never subject to anyone's order or curse.
过去我们应该注意 ，Garuda 其实他是至尊人格守神直接的亲戚。所以他非常的强大有力，他是绝对不受任何人的命令或诅咒的限制的。
Actually, the cursing of Garuda, who is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam to be of the stature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, was an offense on the part of Subhari Muni.
事实上，这个诅咒 Garuda 这件事情，根据这个《薄伽瓦坛》里面。圣典博加瓦他里面说的，他说因为他是这个 Garuda 是跟这个至尊人格守神是属于同一个团，同八个王是属于同一个体系的，所以呢你在诅咒这个 Garuda， 其实就 Subhari Muni 的这个诅咒来说，这个 Subhari Muni 是做出了冒犯。
Although Garuda did not try to retaliate, the Muni was not saved from his offensive act against a great Vaishnava personality.
虽然说 Garuda 非常试图去反击，但是呢，这个 Muni 因为他对一个伟大的 Vaishnava 做出了冒犯，他没有从这个冒犯当中被拯救。
Due to this offense, Subhari Muni fell down from his yogic position and afterwards became a householder, a sense enjoyer in the material world.
那么就因为这个冒犯呢 ，Subhari 他就从他的瑜伽师这个地位堕落了下来，之后呢，成了一个居士。成了这个物质世界的感官享乐者。
Fall down with Subhari Muni, who is supposed to be absorbed in spiritual bliss by meditation, is an instruction to the offender of the Vaishnavas.
那么 Subhari Muni 的堕落呢？他本来这个 Subhari Muni 本来是应该通过冥想而沉浸在这个灵性的喜乐当中，但是因为他的堕落，就他这个堕落其实是对于冒犯 Vaishnava 的人来说是一个训斥。
When Krishna finally came out of Kaliya's lake, he was seen by all his friends and relatives on the bank of Jamuna.
当 Krishna 终于从这个亚卡利亚这个湖里面出来之后呢，那么他所有的朋友呢，站在这亚穆纳河岸的所有的亲戚朋友都看到了他。
He appeared before them nicely decorated, smeared all over with chandan pulp, bedecked with valuable jewels and stones, and almost completely covered with gold.
他就出现在他面前，全身就装饰得非常的整齐， 都涂了这个穿戴了这个香叶，然后呢还有带着还装饰着珍贵的这个珠宝啊，是这个宝石啊等等，几乎全身都换都是带着都是满满的金子。
The inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the cowherd boys and men, the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda, and all the cows and calves, saw Krishna coming from the Jamuna, and it was as though they had recovered their very life.
那么 Vrindavan 的这所有的居民，包括这些牧牛童啊、牧男子啊，还有这些 gopi 们啊，还有 Yashoda 妈妈，还有 Maharaj Nanda 以及所有的奶牛和牛犊。看到当他们看到 Krishna 从杨木的河里出来的时候，就好像他们自己感觉也重新获得了生命。
When a person regains his life, naturally he becomes absorbed in pleasure and joyfulness.
那么当一个人重获生命的时候，自然而然他们就会非常的喜乐。
They each in turn press Krishna to their chests, and thus they felt a great relief.
他每个人都轮流把 Krishna 紧紧地拥抱在怀里，然后呢，他们感受到了一种巨大的缓解。
Mother Yashoda, Rokini, Maharaj Nanda, and the cowherd men became so happy that as they embraced Krishna, they thought they had achieved their ultimate goal of life.
Yashoda 妈妈还有 Rokini, Nanda Maharaj 以及所谓的牧牛郎，他们都非常的高兴，他们都而且都拥抱了 Krishna。并且心想他们已经达到了生命的终极目标。
Balaram also embraced Krishna, but he was laughing because when everyone else had been so overwhelmed with anxiety, he had known what would happen to Krishna.
Balaram 呢，他也拥抱了 Krishna, 但是他是在哈哈大笑，因为当每一个人都因为焦虑而都焦虑万分的时候，他知道 Krishna 会怎么样。
All the trees in the bank of the Jamuna, along with the cows, bulls, and calves, were full of pleasure because of Krishna's appearance there.
那么因为 Krishna 显现在了 Yamuna 的河岸，那里岸上所有的树以及所有的奶牛、所有的公牛和牛犊都充满了快乐。
The Brahma inhabitants of Vrindavan immediately came with their wives to congratulate Krishna and his family members.
人当了这些婆罗门居民，他们立即就带着他们的妻子来祝贺 Krishna 和他的家庭成员和他的家人。
And because Brahmins are considered to be the spiritual masters of society, they offered their blessings to Krishna and his family on account of Krishna's release.
而且呢，因为婆罗门呢，他们被认为是这个社团的社会的灵性导师，所以呢，他们就向 Krishna 给予了祝，以 Krishna 和他的家人。那么就是当 Krishna 被释放出来之后呢，他们就向 Krishna 和他的家人表示了，表达了祝福。
They also asked Maharaj Nanda to give them some charity on that occasion.
他们也要 Nanda Maharaj 在这个场合呢，要给他们一些布施。
Being so pleased by Krishna's return, Maharaj Nanda gave many cows with much gold and charity to the Brahmanas.
那因为 Krishna 回来了 ，Nanda Maharaj 就非常的高兴，所以呢，他就向这些婆罗门给了很多的奶牛和金子作为布施。
While Nanda Maharaj was thus engaged, Mother Yashoda simply embraced Krishna and made him sit on her lap while she shed tears continuously.
那么当 Nanda Maharaj 这样繁忙在忙着的时候呢，这个杨硕的妈妈呢，只是拥抱着 Krishna， 让他坐在自己的腿上，同时他自己泪流不断。
Since it was almost night, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the cows and calves, were very tired, they decided to take their rest on the riverbank.
那么因为那个时候几乎已经是晚上了，那么 Vrindavan 所有的这些居民，包括这些奶牛和牛犊都非常的疲惫，所以呢，他们就决定就在这个河岸上休息。
In the middle of night, while they were taking rest, there was suddenly a great forest fire.
那么当就半夜时分，当他们正在休息的时候，突然就掀起了一场熊熊大火。
It quickly appeared that the fire would soon devour all the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
很快呢，看起来这场大火似乎是要吞没 Vrindavan 的所有的居民。
As soon as they felt the warmth of the fire, they immediately took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he was playing just like their child.
那么一当他们感受到这个火的这个温度，他们立即就脱不离了，脱不离至尊人格所成 Krishna。虽然说 Krishna 当时呢，就好像他们的孩子一样，还在玩耍。
They began to say, "Our dear Krishna, O Supreme Personality of Godhead."
他们就开始说，我们亲爱的 Krishna, 哦，至尊人格守神啊。
Our dear Balaram, reservoir of all strength.
我们亲爱的 Balaram, 所有力量的源，处所。
Please try to save us from this all-devouring and devastating fire.
请你们努力，请你们努力把我们从这常吞噬一切的让人绝望的大火当中拯救出来吧。
We have no shelter other than you.
除你们之外，我们没有其他任何的庇护。
This devastating fire will swallow us all.
现在这一场熊熊大火将把我们所有人都吞噬掉了。
Thus they prayed to Krishna, saying that they could not take any shelter other than his lotus feet.
他们呢就这样向 Krishna 祈祷说，除了 Krishna 的莲花足之外，他没有任何其他的庇护所。
Lord Krishna, being compassionate upon his own townspeople, immediately swallowed up the whole forest fire and saved them.
那么主 Krishna 也出于他对他的这些镇民的这些所这个很强的这种怜悯之心呢，他立即就把整个森林大火都吞噬掉，并且把他们给救了出来。
This was not impossible for Krishna because he is unlimited.
那因为 Krishna 是无穷无是毫无限制的，所以这对他来说没什么不可能的。
He has unlimited power to do anything he desires.
他有无穷无尽的力量去做他想要做的任何事情。
Thus ends our story.
那故事就结束了。
Now Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he makes some points.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 他就举了一些要点。
First point he makes is that Mother Yashoda and the other Brajabasis, they regained their lives after seeing Krishna come out of the lake.
第一点呢，他就是讲到当亚修达妈妈以及其他的那些牧牛童们、Balaram 以前的牧牛童们、牧牛郎们，当他们看到 Krishna 从湖里出来的时候呢，他们又重新恢复了生命。
We remember from the last story how Krishna, when he went into the lake and he was captured by the coils of Kaliya, that the inhabitants of Vrindavan were completely thrown into great, very, very great distress.
我还记得当初当这个 Krishna 跳进亚穆纳河和这个卡利亚作战的时候，那么卡利亚呢就把他给缠了起来。那当时文达的所有的居民陷入巨大的焦虑和痛苦之中。
They had such love for Krishna.
因为他们是那么爱 Krishna.
They cannot bear that Krishna might be taken away from them.
他们无法容忍就是 Krishna 可能会被带走这样一个想法。
And when it seemed that Krishna might be taken away from them, they all but lost their lives.
那么当他们看到 Krishna 似乎是的确是可能被从他们身边带走的时候呢，他们都失去了自己的生命。
So this shows us the kind of attachment that the Brajabasis have for Krishna.
那么这就向我们展示了这些 Brajabasis 对 Krishna 的这种深深的依附。
We should pray to have that kind of attachment.
我们也应该祈祷能够对 Krishna 培养起这样一种依附。
That we cannot.Bear to be separated from Krishna for even a moment.
我们要一分钟都不愿意，都不能容忍跟 Krishna 的分离。
It will break our hearts.
这种分离都会，短暂的分离也会让我们心碎。
So we're actually meant to feel that kind of separation.
所以呢，我们其实是应该感受一种分离之情的。
That is what Lord Chaitanya came to teach, and he actually demonstrated the mood of separation.
而这也就是主持人他讲的要教导我们的，而其实呢，这也是他所展示的，就是这种分离之情。
That he was always feeling this mood, that where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?
他总是在感受着这样一种心态 ，Krishna 在哪里 ？Krishna 在哪里
？This is also the mood of the six Goswamis.
这也是六 Goswami 的心态。
Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?
Krishna 在哪里 ？Krishna 在哪里
？And similarly, all the great devotees in the line of Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis had this move of separation.
同样的，像来自于主 Chaitanya 以及六哥 Swami 这两使徒传世这一奉献者呢，他们也都有同样的分离之情的这种心态。
So we cannot artificially imitate them.
那我们是不可能，我们不能去人为的做的模仿他们。
But by following their instructions, we can gradually rise to the level where we actually start to develop that feeling of separation from Krishna.
但是通过追随他们的训示，我们就能够逐渐的培养起跟 Krishna 这种分离之情。
You should pray like that to have that kind of feeling.
我们就应该这样去祈祷，希望自己能够培养起这样一种情感。
And to the extent that we have that feeling, this will show us just how far we have advanced in the path of Krishna consciousness.
那么当我们拥有这种情感的程度呢，就能向我们展示我们在 Krishna 世界当中取得多大的进步。
Because the material perversion of this is that when we are separated from dear family members, they die, and we feel so much separation.
因为它的这物质世界这种扭曲的表现呢，就是说当我们比如说家庭成员离开或者他们死亡了，我们就会感受有很强烈的
So if the materialists have this kind of mood of separation from their loved ones, then how much more we should feel separation from Krishna?
所以如果连这些物质主义者从他们当他们与他们被爱与他们相爱的人分离的时候都能感受那么强烈的分离的痛苦，那当我们跟 Krishna 分离的时候，我们应该有着更强的别离的痛苦。
The other important point that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes is that the Brahmins advise Nanda to give gifts and charity to the Brahmins to protect Krishna in the future.
那么 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就讲的最后面一点呢，就是说这些婆罗门的他们为了让 Krishna， 就是他们为了让他们让为了让 Krishna 在以后能得到进一步的保护，所以他会向这些婆罗门布施。
So.We learn from this that the Brahmins were very qualified at that time.
所以呢，我们从这就可以学习到，就是当时的婆罗门是很具有资格的。
They actually had that power to bless and to protect.
事实上，他们就拥有这种去给予祝福和保护的力量。
Because they were strictly following the path of advanced bhakti.
因为他们在严格的追随着进步的 Bhakti 的这样一条道路。
So Nanda Maharaj and others had such faith in the Brahmins that they wanted to give in charity to them to make sure that Krishna was protected.
所以呢 Nanda Maharaj 的这些婆罗门就很有信心，那么他就愿意给他们布施，这样的能够让 Krishna 以后能得到保护。
So this should teach us that as devotees, and especially devotees who have taken second initiation, brahminical initiation, that they need to rise to higher and higher levels of qualification.
那么这就像我们展示了，作为奉献者，尤其是接受了第二次婆罗门启迪的奉献者，我们应该非常努力的。让自己提升到越来越高的一个资格的水平。
We often offer the second initiation for some very basic qualifications.
我们通常呢给奉献者第二次起呢都是建立在他们培养了一些基本的资格的基础之上。
That doesn't mean the candidate is fully qualified.
但其实这并不意味着这些候选人，就是接受婆罗门启迪的人，已经完全合格了。
It just means that he or she has accomplished or fulfilled the basic requirements.
这只是说明他已经完成了一些基本的要求，实现就是达到一些基本的要求。
Initiation means the beginning.
启迪意味着开始。
So they're offered the brahminical initiation.In the hope that they will chant the Gayatri mantras and engage in deity worship and other such brahminical activities to advance themselves.
所以呢，当他们给予第二次启迪的那个时候，我们是希望他们能够做一些，比如说念诵 Gayatri Mantra， 然后从事一些，比如说神像崇拜的一些婆罗门的活动，这样呢，让自己不断的进步。
So, we should be, we should very much strive to advance.
所以呢，我们应该非常努力的想要取得进步。
And we should also note that if we are offered charity, because that is a natural thing for the Brahmins to receive charity from others.
同时呢，当我们去找到这个接受布施，因为这个从婆罗门那儿接受启迪，这是一件接受那个布施，这是很自然的。
We should be very careful to use all of that in the service of Krishna.
当我们接受了布施的时候，我们应该非常小心的要把这所有的布施都用来服务 Krishna。
If we accept such donations and use them for sense gratification, it will create a huge karmic burden for us.
如果我们接受了这些捐款而用来感官享乐的话，那我们就会制造一种很大的业报的业力。
Srila Prabhupada was so careful to utilize everydonation that he got in the service of Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada 是非常小心把自己得到的所有的这些捐款啊、捐赠啊等等都用来服务 Krishna.
So we must follow in his footsteps.
所以呢，我们一定要追随他的步伐。
Otherwise, the weight of karma by not offering the alms that we are given will crush us.
否则的话，我们当得到这些布施，如果我没用来服务 Krishna 的话，这种布施他们制造的这种很强大的这种业力啊，这种沉重的负担就会最终把我们给压倒。
Now here are a few points that I picked out of this story as being important.
那么从这个故事当中呢，我还选了几点，我觉得比较重要，非常重要。
The first thing is that.To commit Vaishnava aparadha is very serious.
第一点呢，就是冒犯 Vaishnava 是很严重的。
So we heard that Subari Muni, although a very powerful sage, he made the mistake of trying to curse Garuda, who is far more advanced than him.
你看，就是这个 Subari Muni， 虽然说他是一个非常进步的瑜伽师，但是呢，他就结果就诅咒了一个远远比他进步很多的这个 Garuda， 而做出了冒犯。
And because of that, he fell from his position of being a very advanced yogi to becoming a sense gratifier.
就因为这个，那结果他就从自己作为一个非常进步的瑜伽师的地位，而堕落成为一个感官享乐者。
So we must learn from this that it is so dangerous to commit Vaishnava aparadha.
所以呢，我们也应该从这里学习的，就是你要去冒犯 Vaishnava 的话是非常危险的。
How do we avoid that?
那我们如何来避免这一点呢？
Lord Chaitanya advised that we should become gardeners.
We should become
gardeners.
那么。我们就被建议应该成为园丁。
The reason he said this is that as we have had the seed, the bhakti lata bij, implanted into our heart by the spiritual master, that seed has begun to sprout and is growing into a creeper.
那么原因呢就在于，就比如说灵性导师把这个凤凰的种子 bhakti lata bij 种在我们的心中，那我们接下去呢就应该。有很多的奉爱的活动，不断的去给这个种子浇水，让它能够发芽。
And if we expect the bhakti lata creeper to grow properly, we have to water it through the process of hearing and chanting.
那如果我们想要这个奉爱的蔓藤恰当的去成长的话，我们就应该通过聆听和唱诵，不断的给它浇水。
At the same time, we have to fence off the garden.From the Hatimata or the mad elephant.
与此同时呢，我们还应该不断的去防卫这个风向的冒风向的这个洗澡这样一个现象。
We must prevent the hatimata, the mad elephant, to enter our garden at all costs.
我们应该尽其所能的去避开这个风向，让它不要进到我们这个花园当中来摧毁我们的放爱的蔓藤。
Otherwise, the mad elephant will trample our Bhakti Lata creeper.
否则的话，这一头风向它就会践踏我们心中所有的这个 Bhakti 的奉爱的蔓藤。
How do we do that?
那我们又如何做到这一点呢？
The fence is built from humility.
那么这个栅栏呢，就是通过谦卑而来建立的。
As it said, Trinadapi, Sunachena, Tarodapi, Sivishuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya, Siddhavari. And Lord Chaitanya, in his third verse of Shikshastika, has stated that one should be more humble than the grass, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and he should be ready to offer all respect to others.
那么这就是主的八训规的第三条里面主劝他讲，就是说一个人应该比小草还要谦卑，比大树还要宽容，那随时向别人致敬而不致力期待任何的回报。
So only true humility will build a strong enough fence to keep out the hatimata.
所以只有真正的谦卑才能有足够的力量能够建起这样一个栅栏，让我不要受到这个 hatimata 的这个干扰。
And the biggest part of humility is to always be in the mood of serving the Vaishnavas.
而谦卑的最大的一部分呢，就是要总是处在一种服务其他的 Vaishnava 的心态之中。
If our minds and practical actions are always engaged in serving the Vaishnavas, then there is much less of a chance that we will commit Vaishnava opera.
如果我们的心意以及其他所谓的实际的活动都在服务 Vaishnava 的话，那我们要从事 Vaishnava opera 就是冒犯供应者的机会就很小了。
How do we practically do that?
那我们又能实际的做到这一点吗？
We are taught by Srila Rupa Goswami to employ the six exchanges, loving exchanges between the Vaishnavas.
那Srila Rupa Goswami就告诉我们，教导我们，我们要在奉献者之间进行六项爱心交流。
This is a foundational principle to Krishna consciousness.
这就是我们 Krishna 知觉的基本原则。
Offering prasad, receiving prasad, offering gifts, receiving gifts, offering confidential instruction, and receiving confidential instruction.
就是给予prasad，接受prasad，给予礼物，接受礼物。还有一个呢，就是向别人敞开心扉，同时呢，另外一个就是给予机密的建议。
If our association with the Vaishnavas is revolving around these six loving exchanges,then we will develop very close loving relationships.
如果我们跟 Vaishnava 联谊都能建立在这六项原则的基础之上的话，我们就能跟奉献者们建立非常亲密的关系。
Just like we see in the example of Sri Narayana.
就好像那个 Sri Narayana Muni 的例子。
Even though Sri Narayana Muniwas a very small young boy of only about 5 years old, and he was living as the son of a maidservant in a very simple way.
虽然说虚拿的母女他是一个非常小的，他五岁的小男孩，而且他是一个女仆的儿子，非常的卑微。
By the great fortune coming from Krishna,The Bhaktivedantas came and spent the Chaturmas, the 4 months of the rainy season, at the home of Narada Muni and his mother.
但是呢，因为是 Krishna 这么很巨大的仁慈，结果就把了一群圣人来到 Narada Muni 的家里。 在他正式事业苦行的时候。
And when they were staying there, both Sri Narada Muni and his mother, they took the opportunity of serving these Bhakti Vedantas.
那么当他们住在他们家的时候呢 Sri Narada Muni 和他的母亲就利用这个机会去服务了他们。
Cooking for them, serving them.
为他们做饭为他们服务。
Cleaning their cloth.
给他们洗衣服。
Cleaning the places where they stayed.
然后呢去清洁他们居住的地方。
And offering them a variety of many services.
同时呢还向他们献上各种各样的服务。
And by doing this, Bhakti Vedantas became so pleased that they blessed Sri Narada Muni.
通过这样做呢之后呢那些 Bhakti Vedantas 那些圣人们就非常被 Narada Muni 所取悦就开始就祝福他。
He was transformed from a very simple son of a maidservant to the transcendental personality of Sri Narada Muni.
Sri Narada Muni. 虽然结果他就从一个很简单的一个很简单的幼童转变成了一个超人伟大的超人主义者。
So, he had the boon then that he could travel anywhere and he couldsimply chant upon his vina, and he could travel anywhere he liked to spread Krishna consciousness.
所以他得到祝福呢，就是他能够旅行去任何的地方，然后弹着他的维纳琴去传播 Krishna 知觉。
Such an arrangement was made that he transformed his material body into a spiritual body, just like there is lightning and then there is thunder. It happens almost simultaneous.
这样的这种保护这种仁慈就让他从这个物质的躯体直接转变到了灵性的躯体就好像雷电和雷和那个闪雷和闪电同时进行一样。
So we are meant to hear about the service of such exalted personalities and we're meant to follow their footsteps.
所以呢我们就应该多多的去聆听这些伟大的超人杰出的人物他们的服务同时呢我们要去追随他们的步伐。
To learn how to humbly serve the other devotees.
我们向他们学习如何谦卑地服务其他的奉献者。
Because if we can't humbly serve the other Vaishnavas and if we can't get their blessings and mercy, there is no hope.
因为如果我们没办法谦卑地服务其他的 Vaishnava 并且没有仁慈没有慈悲或者没有得到他们的仁慈的话我们就没有希望了。
Without getting the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we will never get the mercy of Guru.
如果得不到 Vaishnava 的仁慈我们就永远得不到 Guru 的仁慈。
If we don't get the mercy of Guru, we'll never get the mercy of Krishna.
不得到 Guru 的仁慈我们就永远没法得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
So,To get the mercy of Krishna, you must get the mercy of the Vaishnavas first, mercy of Guru, and then Krishna's mercy.
所以呢，如果我们要想得到 Krishna 仁慈的，首先我们要得到奉献 Vaishnava 的仁慈，然后得到 Guru 的仁慈，最后才会得到 Krishna 仁慈。
Otherwise, there is no hope for us.
否则的话，我们就没有希望了。
So, we should remember this.
所以我们一定要记住这一点。
If we actually want to advance in Krishna consciousness, this is the only way. There is no other way.
如果我们真的想要在 Krishna 世界当中进步的话，这就是唯一的方法，再没有其他的办法。
We have to please the devotees.
我们一定得去取悦奉献者。
So we should mold our lives in such a way that we can actually render service to the devotees.
所以呢我们应该这样去塑造自己的生活让我们能够真实的去服务奉献者。
And with their blessings, anything is possible.
得到他们的祝福之后任何事情都会变得可能。
We may at present be at the lowest position.
现在我们可能处在最低的位置。
We may be the most fallen soul.
我们可能是最堕落的灵魂。
But if we render service to the Vaishnavas humbly, we can rise to the topmost level.Of Prema Bhakti.
但是如果我们能够谦卑的去服务 Vaishnava 的话，我们就最终能够达到最高级的Prima Bhakti。
So let us always remember to offer our humble obeisances to the Vaishnavas.
所以呢，让我们总是要记住要谦卑的去顶拜 Vaishnava。
Manchakalpa Tarubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhubhi Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah。Hare Krishna.
Yes.
With that, we're going to end this class.
那么顶拜完之后呢，我们这堂课就结束了。
Thank you, Gopi Gita, for your translation.
感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
Thank Sakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu for facilitating.
感谢 Sakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu 的协助。
Thank you all for listening.
感谢大家的聆听。
And may we meet soon.
愿我们很快再见。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 感谢大家聆听，我们今天的播音就到此结束了，下周再见。Hare Krishna.